This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In Virginia, things are tense, and this is me being very charitable. I'm being real charitable calling it tense, and only calling it tense. That's the thing, isn't it? With Democrats having complete control of the state government, Governor Ralph Northam, he thinks this is the moment, the golden opportunity to hammer gun rights activists in his state. After all, he needed a gun control win to completely overshadow the blackface scandal that plagued him for months, and he didn't get it. And now somehow he's got the legislature, and, well, not somehow, he's going to... He got it because it was bought, and it was bought nobody stopped him. Nobody stopped it from being sold. And he's going to make it so nobody even thinks of Coon Man anymore. Unfortunately for him, though, there are those in the state that are warning that things may well get beyond Northam's control, and the usual suspects are freaking out over it. And this is just a reality. This is just a reality. I mean, they've talked about, well, we're going to send the National Guard into the streets. Think about what that would be like. Think about what that would be like. What would it be like to wake up and see a bunch of Bradley fighting vehicles on your street with troops and little teams going door to door? I'm not even sure that would actually happen. But this is what has been, in order to get their gun control, their precious gun control, they're prepared to go full-on, you know, police state in Virginia. But we get this from, I don't know who we got this from. Who do we get this from? It doesn't say who we got this from. We get this. Thousands of Virginia residents have shown up at meetings across the state to try to block Democrats from enacting new gun laws, with some gun rights supporters openly discussing violent resistance and civil war. The backlash to gun control in Virginia is being fueled by conspiracy theories and misinformation, and some observers worry that the escalating rhetoric may spark violence. Yeah. When they won control of Virginia state government for the first time in 26 years in November, they pledged to pass a series of standard gun control laws, including universal background checks and bans on military-style assault weapons and standard capacity ammunition magazines. The agenda was no surprise. State Democrats had run for office on a platform of gun violence prevention, backed by funding from national gun control groups, primarily Soros and Bloomberg. When you hear about funding from national gun groups, it's Soros and Bloomberg. Some of these activists have warned of violence as if Democrats push forward with gun control. Multiple Democratic lawmakers have reportedly received threats, including death threats, at heated public meetings across the state, and in long social media comment threads, some gun rights supporters are openly discussing the possibility of civil war, and many have warned of the need to fight back against tyranny or have compared Democratic lawmakers to the British forces during the Revolutionary War. I really do think we may be on the brink of another war, one speaker told a crowd of at least 800 people in Pulaski County, the Roanoke Times reported. But here's the thing. Talk of a civil war is nothing new. This goes on all the time. I mean, I've been talking about it for years. And that's because of this big divide that seems to get wider and wider and wider. And if the anti-gun zealots were to employ tyrannical means to push some... And this is unconstitutional. What they're describing is unconstitutional. Period. It's already been... All of this has been addressed. The Heller decision has already addressed it. Common use. That's it. Common use. So this is nothing new. It would be a bad time for them. But it's also important to note that you've also been pretty clear that there's, right now, the Democrats are out there, they're drawing the line in the sand. When you've got lawmakers out there openly discussing employing the military against your citizenry, you have crossed a really dangerous line. Now, right now, none of these bills are law. They've only been proposed. A lot of it is just rhetoric. And as long as Northam and company bear in mind that this is a topic that, yes, a lot of people will go to war over, this is something they should very seriously consider. One would hope that a moment of clarity would descend, don't you? And we're on this side. We on this side have been clear about what will set us off. The problem is that Northam and company don't seem to really care to listen. There's been nothing from his side to tell Virginian gun rights activists that their concerns will be accounted for. Instead, you're getting a lot of this, we won, you lost, suck on it. This is not the way government works. This is not the way government is supposed to work. Losing an election does not mean that you can impose tyranny. I don't care what anybody thinks. Just because Obama got out there and told John McCain and told him that and everything, and I mean, and, you know, if the Democrats, if that's the way they want it, then once again, we got a precedent being set. If they want to get out there and say, well, if we win an election, we can do whatever we want. Well, not a very smart thing to do. Not at all. Because sooner or later, the pendulum always swings back. And if the pendulum doesn't swing back, that will mean that Virginia has sort of left the federal system of states the way they work, and it's now become, well, you know, some of these states are already like this. California is definitely like this. I feel bad for the people in these states, like California and New Jersey and now Virginia. For Virginians, this has to be horrible to wake up and realize that things are changing this fast. For Californians and the people of New Jersey, this is just another day. They're so used to it. I mean, for local municipalities like Chicago, this has been this way since the 30s, the 1930s. So here's my hope. It would be my hope for things to settle down, because we haven't gotten to that point yet where they have to enact it. And that's where the devil's going to be in the details. It's one thing to propose a bunch of these laws and everything else. It's quite another. How are they going? I thought Connecticut was going to be one of these sparking places. I thought New York State was going to be one of these sparking places. Now I think Virginia could be. We'll see. We're going to see. A lot of people are trying to go there and to try to right that ship. From here on out, though, we as gun owners have got to pay attention, and we've got to participate in elections. Simple, simple solve. Just show up, vote, we win. We're the majority of adults in the United States. That's how it works out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now then, as all of these anti-gun legislators across the country continue to introduce bills to turn legal gun owners into felons via gun and magazine bans, and ammunition restrictions, and more. Here we have a case out of Minnesota. Now, Minnesota interests me because Genesis Communications Network is in Minnesota. So, the guy that's running this show right now for me, whoever's producing the show, which right now, today, I don't know who it is, but I think things changed in one of the hours earlier. They're in Minnesota. So, it worries me about Minnesota and what happens. But here we have a case coming out of Minnesota that highlights the real issue. We have this catch-and-release criminal system, criminal justice system that puts real criminals back on the street with very little consequence for their crimes. Coming from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, which uncovered the recent criminal history of 25-year-old Stephen Michael Lincoln, a convicted felon who'd been caught with guns and ammunition four different times since September of 2019. Wow. Each arrest has led to more charges for Lincoln, but none of them have led to him being behind bars for long, despite him violating his parole. And coming out of the paper, we get this. He was charged Monday in Ramsey County District Court with two counts of unlawful possession of a firearm after police spotted two people slumped over in a pickup truck Saturday, according to the criminal complaint. Officers recognized Lincoln as one of the occupants from his previous arrests. They found the gun, the vest, the magazines, and ammunition when they searched the vehicle, according to the criminal complaint. The firearm, a loaded Brugger and Thommet TP9 handgun, was beneath the driver's seat, according to the complaint. The ballistic vest, three Glock 9mm magazines, two Tech magazines, and the loose rounds of ammunition were in a suitcase in the back seat. Lincoln was arrested at the scene and declined to make a statement to investigators. The female passenger with him said she didn't know anything about the guns in the vehicle. Now, the Pioneer Press says Lincoln has two other outstanding cases in Ramsey County, including a case stemming from an October arrest on a warrant. From there, we get this. While searching him, police discovered a small bag of methamphetamine in his pocket and a handgun on his waist. A loaded handgun also was reportedly found in his vehicle. Lincoln, who's pleaded not guilty to the charges, posted bond in October and was released from custody. Now, right now in Minnesota, Democrats in control of the Minnesotan House and the governor's office have been demanding passage of several gun control laws, including a universal background check bill and a red flag bill. But Republicans who still control the Senate have been calling for better enforcement of existing laws. In fact, the Duluth News Tribune covered a Senate hearing in Hibbing, Minnesota, where Republicans and Democrats were interested in two very different approaches to fighting crime. Members of the panel Thursday got a thorough presentation on Minnesota's existing firearm laws, as well as other laws around violence prevention. Democrats on the panel sought to highlight holes in existing laws, while Republicans pointed to concerns about lax enforcement that allows those unauthorized to possess firearms to obtain and use them. We need that support for law enforcement, the laws that are currently on the books. How are we enforcing those? We really need to take a look at that, said Senator Mark Johnson, Republican, East Grand Forks. It's a cycle that is problematic to me and should be problematic to the folks out here. Gun control advocates and gun rights supporters packed the hearing room wearing T-shirts representing the respective groups. Outside the hearing room, gun control advocates said senators were acting too slowly on an issue that is critical to the state. Nancy Nord-Bentz with Project or with Protect Minnesota said, "We're limiting the scope of the hearing to the review of current laws is like checking the batteries on the smoke alarms when your house is on fire. It's a very good thing to do on a regular basis, but not the thing that will save the most lives now during a crisis. We have a crisis of gun violence going on in Minnesota right now, which sounds a lot like Virginia, which we'll get to that in just a second. Now, taking and adding more gun control laws, they're not going, you know, the gun control laws they're wanting to enforce are against law-abiding people. The gun control, the laws that they're not enforcing are on, you know, parts of criminal code, and they're not enforcing these against people that are violating. As for the crisis of gun violence that she's talking about, the FBI reported that violent crime actually declined by almost 10% in the state of 2018, and the Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area is one of the safest in the nation. So that's, you know, that's and they know that. They know that's a lie. That's nothing but a lie. They know that. They knew that. Anyway. I had to go with that one. Now, of course, all of this needs to be done in the name of public safety, which is also a lie, but it doesn't really matter to them if their proposals actually work. If crime goes up after new gun control laws are put on the books, anti-gun activists just use that as an excuse to push for more, even more restrictive law. And meanwhile, you got career criminals like young Mr. Lincoln here, who is who keep getting slaps on the wrist and are quickly returned to the streets. If there is a crisis of gun violence in the state of Minnesota, it's not going to be addressed by turning the state's law-abiding gun owners into criminals with unconstitutional gun laws. Instead, you have to deal with the few individuals who are actually driving the violence. And that is that's the unfortunate problem, that nobody actually wants to, you know, address that. Because that would actually do some good. It would actually protect some lives. Universal background checks aren't going to do it. Gun bans aren't going to do it. None of the stuff the gun control people want are going to do it. Interestingly enough, in Virginia, it's very safe in Virginia. There's no gun violence crisis there either. Getting out there and calling this a gun violence crisis in order to push these bad laws is the most disingenuous thing they can do. The most disingenuous thing they can do. We're going to talk about that with Virginia as well, because Virginia is right now they're the hub. Talk about that when we get back. It makes no sense to punish people who haven't done anything. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump's lawyers are describing the impeachment charges against him as an affront to the Constitution and our democratic institutions. The president's legal team is arguing that the charge of obstruction of Congress is frivolous and dangerous. The Senate is also urged to reject the articles of impeachment and acquit the president, although if that happens, according to Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz,
the president would never get a chance to defend himself. The president, the White House lawyers would never get the opportunity to put on the affirmative case.
Cruz speaking there on Fox Business, tens of thousands of patriotic Americans gathered in Richmond, Virginia to oppose new gun control measures being pushed by Democrats in the state legislature. Music, food, and chants of USA made for a festive atmosphere as the marchers displayed their support for the Second Amendment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check that out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, and Ralph Northam, by the way, is still a disgraced governor, but and as he and his anti-gun allies in the newly elected legislature have made it clear, they are absolutely hell-bent on enacting gun control. They want to take your guns, and they want the people they're taking the guns from to pay for that being taken from them. They've seen the same research that has shown that gun control doesn't work. And in the meantime, there's no reason for any gun control in Virginia. Violent crime in Virginia fell to the second consecutive year. And the Commonwealth has the fourth lowest violent crime rate in the nation, also for the second consecutive year. They had the 25th largest decrease in violent crime rate from 2017 to 2018, while holding its spot as the fourth safest state. Virginia is outpacing the nation in reducing violent crime. And the national rate decreased by 3.6%, while Virginia's decreased by 5%. And it isn't just overall violent crime that has decreased. That is a very, very important thing to consider. The murder rate fell by 17.3%. And the firearms-related homicides specifically fell by 13.8%. So much for a gun violence crisis. For all of the Bloomberg talking points Northam and his minions regurgitate, there were 8 homicides with a rifle of any type in Virginia in 2018. There were 3.7 times more homicides with knives, 30, than rifles of any type, and about twice as many fatal assaults with hands, fists, or feet, 15 total, than rifles of any type. Virginia has 14 times the population of Baltimore, but 1.4% of the homicides, 391 in Virginia statewide, compared to 309 in the city of Baltimore. Clearly, guns are not the problem, and gun control doesn't work. The robbery rate fell 17.3% in Virginia from 2017 to 2018. All of these violent crimes that do not start out as homicides are very dangerous because you don't know where they're going to end. That's a very dangerous thing. And there was both a decrease in both the number of robberies committed with a firearm, down 7.5%, and as well as the percentage of all robberies that were committed with a firearm, down 2.4%. And the rate of aggravated assaults increased 0.7%, and changes in the number of aggravated assaults committed with a firearm tracked with the number of overall aggravated assaults increases of 8.1% and 7.9%, respectively. The share of aggravated assaults that involved a firearm was steady, while the percentage of assaults involving a knife or other cutting weapon increased 1.4%. There was a larger increase in the number of aggravated assaults committed with knives, 9.2%. So violent crime decreased. Homicides and robberies committed with a firearm both decreased, while the percentage of aggravated assaults involving a firearm held steady, and the overall aggravated assault rate only marginally increased. You might think to listen to the anti-gun legislators and activists that Virginia is some kind of apocalyptic frontier. No laws, sort of like a Mad Max movie, no order, and danger around every quarter. And the data shows that Virginia is very, 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 very safe, both comparatively and categorically. Now, I'm not trying to suggest to you that any kind of crime is acceptable at all. I'm not trying to suggest that at all. There is still violent crime in Virginia, and there are still criminals to find and arrest and to prosecute. But the best way to tackle the crime that does occur in Virginia is to focus on those who commit the crimes, not to criminalize gun ownership and lawfully owned guns. Virginia would be best served by efforts focusing on criminals rather than bringing Bloomberg's fantasy of criminalizing legal gun ownership to life. Those efforts have been acknowledged by the Bloomberg-funded researchers at the Bloomberg School of Public Health and have had actual real-world results. Anti-gun researchers found that so-called universal background checks don't reduce crime, just as we know that bans on commonly owned firearms don't reduce crime. So focusing on actual criminals does work. Yeah, it does. So, in the meantime, we could be actually, you know, looking at something. They have a big crystal meth problem in Virginia. And they have a big fentanyl problem in Virginia. Now, those are actually, things that they have going on. They could be working on that. That's an actual problem. But they don't have a crime problem. I've never smelled crystal meth. I've never seen it. Well, maybe I have seen somebody on crystal meth. I don't know. But I do know that I don't... that's something I've never even been... I hear about people trying this stuff all the time. And, well, that's got to be a horrific kind of thing to think about. Horrific. So, in order to actually do some good in the state, they could attack that. But they're not. They have a real problem they're not going to pay attention to, and they have a problem that doesn't exist that they're going to try to legislate by going after people who haven't broken the law. And for me, this is the absolute stupidity that is gun control. The absolute stupidity. This is absolutely dumb to sit back and think that this is a good idea. I've been, for some reason, and I don't know why, but it popped up on my YouTube feed. And I've been reading about Vanity, right? Denise Matthews. And she had some heartbreaks to where she started doing things like crack. Which, crack is not crystal meth, and it's not fentanyl, but it's one of those drugs. And I mean, when Vanity died, she had made the crossover to being a born-again Christian, and she got out of the show business thing, which she needed to do. But she had done so much, as far as I can tell, so much damage to herself that she died of kidney failure of some sort. And, I mean, she was having to do dialysis twice a day. And she sought an escape in drugs, and she escaped life. How sad is that? This governor, though, he's going after law-abiding. That's the stupid part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. For those that think the red flag law is a good law and everything, and a lot of them will get out there and say, what is the worst that could happen here? You should look no further than the story of Stephen Nichols. And I've talked about this before, but let's talk about it in detail. This past September, Mr. Nichols, an 84-year-old Korean War veteran, and a retired police officer, was summarily fired from his job as a school crossing guard in Tisbury, Massachusetts. And then his guns and firearm license, which he'd held since 1958, were seized from him under Massachusetts' very broad red flag law. And his crime? He was overheard worrying out loud, just talking. In a diner that the local school's resource officer was routinely abandoning his post to go buy coffee, and that this might lead someone to take advantage and shoot up the school. This is not somebody threatening to do anything. This is not anybody discussing anything that is going, he is blithely, just talking out loud, saying this guy, he's got a post and he leaves it. Yeah. Now, critics of red flag laws have long argued that to introduce subjective criteria into the regulation of the Second Amendment is to guarantee abuse. And that has happened more than once. We've had one guy that I know of that's been killed while serving one, and now we've got this. Now, here we have an 84-year-old man who's older than my father. My father's only 81. This is a guy stripped of his job and deprived of his Second Amendment rights simply because a server at a diner heard his conversation and rushed stupidly to judgment. And this idea that this is okay and it's a victimless crime is appalling. But that the whole process was conducted without anything even resembling due process, that's frightening. This is a guy who served his country, and then he came back and he served his community, and now he's still serving his community. And now, when confronting Nichols, the local police department confirmed that they had no intention of charging him, even as they stripped him of his constitutional rights. Having been informed of his punishment, he was not asked to fill out any paperwork or given receipts for either his guns or his license. It was a process so casual that, having been instructed on the spot to relinquish his firearms license, he simply took it out of his wallet and handed it over. Now, the community went insane over this, and thanks to some really good pushback, Mr. Nichols has been reinstated as a school crossing guard, but he has not been given back his guns, and he has not been given back his firearms license. Now, and as of this particular moment, I think last time I looked, Mr. Nichols was wholly unsure of the status of the confiscation. And how could he be? How could it be any other way? Because he hasn't been arrested, he's not been charged, and he's most certainly not been convicted of anything. The misunderstanding that led him to losing his job has been cleared up, in no small part because this community made it abundantly clear just how much he was valued, and yet that clearing up has had no effect on the government. If there is a process for the restoration of Mr. Nichols' civil rights, he is unaware of it. In the most recent interview he gave, he said he believed he will be told to sell his guns. He said he would do so with the help of his son, who manages a firearms store. And if he's correct, if that is indeed what he's being forced to do, then he's being punished for the rest of his life based on nothing more than a stupid misunderstanding. See something, say something. Right? Yeah. And if this is the case, who among us is safe? If an elderly man who has spent his life protecting others, first as a soldier, then as a police officer, can have his words taken so far out of context and twisted so dramatically that the government summarily seizes his guns, what chance do any of us have? When asked why he criticized the resource officer in the first place, Nichols told the Martha's Vineyard Times that his view has always been that if you're on guard duty, you stay there. And that's pretty good advice for everyone, including those who wish to preserve the integrity of the American Constitution. If you're on a post, stay there. Now, I, like you, have probably been through various things over the course of my time that have brought me here to this point today. When I was very young, I had an accident with a gun. That was bad. But I had some help getting past that. Then when I was in the military, I got further past it. And then when I got out of the military, I realized that, you know, and this is not nothing unique. It happens to all of us. When we're out there and we're riding around and we're doing our thing, we're doing our day, we are alone. And if something bad begins to happen, we're going to be alone until we can try to call help and then until help gets there. So we're talking about a lapsed period of time, probably a half an hour, unless it happens in front of a police officer, if we're that lucky. So I have carried guns. Now, later, I mean, when this thing popped up, I really became a student of this. But when I was in the military, I had basically a 1911 and then an M60 to go along with that. And then when I made E5, they took all those away from me and gave me this M16. You're promoted, sir, Sergeant. Here, have this instead. Nowadays, when I'm walking around, I'm carrying something that has in excess of 15 rounds most of the time. I do have some single-stack guns that I do carry sometimes, but, I mean, I'm normally going to opt for a minimum. Right now, I'm not even carrying my Glock 26 with the plus two, so I'm carrying something that at least has 15 rounds. And depending on how I'm feeling, and a lot of times I'll just let my hunch play out. I'll let the gut feeling dictate to me what I'm going to do. And if I'm feeling something, if I feel a little bit of a, I don't know, then I'm going to carry so much ammo and the gun is just going to be, pulling out the Staccato P, 21 rounds on tap without reloading. So, for me, I have found the best way to carry a gun is outside the waistband. That's the fastest way for me to draw. That means I have to make some very serious wardrobe, take some very serious wardrobe considerations. And for some guns, that doesn't work. I have found a variety of other holsters. The DeSantis holsters, like the DeSantis inside the waistband leather holsters, those things are so good, it's stupid how good those things are. They're just so comfortable. The leather is so contoured and everything. And I mean, so if I'm going to carry inside the waistband, I'm going to carry one of their holsters. Haven't honestly tried anything outside the waistband. I need to talk to my man up there. But that's, But how people carry their gun is very interesting to me. People with different body types can carry different ways. So in the coming days, we're going to talk about how people carry. Simply because that's part and parcel of what goes on in the world in which we occupy. And we'll start that tomorrow. But we'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would be so kind, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.